So I'm real close with Jordan. Yeah, I mean, he just told me not to, you know, don't stress it too much. Just go out and enjoy it. So that's what I've been trying to do over these last couple of days. Yeah, I mean, I was kind of quiet this year in Miami, but I mean, he's a great athlete. So whatever he puts his mind to, I know he's going to excel in.
How are you?
He's my dad's sister's child.
You also possess a lot of athletic ability.
I mean, at this point, it doesn't really matter where I see myself at. It all depends on the team that drafts me. But, you know, I feel whether it's safety or linebacker, I can play the position. I learned it pretty well, the linebacker position. And I feel like I can still go back and get in the back pillow at safety. So it all depends on what the team wants. I think I just worked on my overall game, you know, every aspect of it, from using my hands to, you know, being able to go down into the box and make a tackle to, you know, open field tackling and guarding the slot and tight ends. It's just overall they made me a well-rounded player. I did about 20 informal interviews yesterday, and it was half linebacker, half safety. So, I mean, I think they see the versatility, and like I said, it all depends on what the team wants, and I'm going to play wherever they put me at. Wow, I'm confident in my skills, and I don't shy away from competition. So we'll see when I get there. Yeah, am I working out here at the combine? Yeah, I'll be doing everything but the 40 at the combine. Yeah. Yeah, Deion Buchanan. I've been focusing a lot of his film lately. And he's about 210 pounds playing dime linebacker in the middle of the field, right in the box, just shooting gaps and taking on fullbacks and guards. So just the way he plays physical, I try to, you know, put that into my
Notre
game
Dame
and be as physical
Romeo
as I can.
Aguara, table four. Notre Dame defensive end Romeo Aguara.
No, I'm not going to run a 40. Well, I ran a fast time before I came here, and I guess it surprised my agent and my trainer, and they said, well, we think you can go faster than that. So they wanted me to wait till pro day, and they wanted to give me a little bit more technique and my get off at the start of the 40 before I actually go out and run one. Can't tell you that. It wouldn't be fun if I told you. Yeah, no, he was a beast at Washington State. I was my freshman year. And he was very physical. His play hasn't changed. I think he lost about 5 or 10 pounds since then. I mean, he was at the strong safety position, but he plays just as big. I mean, other than the drills, you just got to keep your hips loose. You got to work your back pedal and your shuffle. And you can't just focus on, you know, one aspect of your game, which I think USC prepared me for. If there wasn't one practice where I was just doing one thing, I'd be in the back pedal one drill, and the next I was shuffling and, you know, going out to guard a slot. So I got to prepare for that for my pro day, 'cause I'm going to be doing linebacker and DB drills on my pro day. Yeah, I mean, I think there's going to be some teams that see me at one position and they're going to put me there, and I'm going to have to learn the position inside and out and just perfect that. And I've spoken to other teams that see me as, you know, as a rangy guy that can come from the box and then go into a back pedal and guard a tight end man. So, like I said, it all depends on what team wants me and what team picks me.
What's the weirdest question you've been asked by a team?
The weirdest question? I've been asked if I'm a prima donna. I get that coming from USC. You know, people think a lot of SC guys are entitled, but things have changed since the glory days. So I think I'm a hardworking guy. I had to answer that with a little swallow of my pride right there. I don't know. I mean, I think I put everything that I could possibly put onto my tape. And people that know how to look at film and break down film, I think they see that. So I think just today is just another day or another opportunity for coaches to just see me in person. I don't think I'm doing anything that's going to, you know, really change what their minds already made up about me. You can't, I can't hear you. Say that again. I just think I bring versatility to the next level. I know the role of, you know, being a big safety is beginning to change. I think before it was kind of frowned upon, but now that guy that can, you know, run with slots and guard tight ends, man, and then come into the box and, you know, be that extra linebacker without having to sub is pretty big nowadays. And with the league becoming a passing league, you're going to need guys like that. So I think now I think I'm at an advantage more than a disadvantage.
Good. Thanks, guys.